Hi there. Do you know what your anxiety profile is? Me, I was a besieged panicker. We often say that the first step to reversing anxiety is to understand it. And that's why we've created a tool to help you discover your anxiety profile. And it's totally free. In about 90 seconds, you'll receive your customized anxiety profile. And it will answer so many questions you've probably been struggling with, including, am I going crazy? And why me? So if you haven't yet, pause this episode and head to lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile or click the link in the show notes. I promise you'll get a lot more out of this and every episode once you know your anxiety profile. And now, on to the show.
Welcome back to the Life Free of Anxiety podcast. Erica with you. This is the final episode of our part 3 relaxation episode, where Dr. Barr is going to walk you through the same relaxation exercise that helped change my life. In fact, it helped me just last night. I did Dr. Barr's relaxation exercise before bed. So I did 20 minutes worth of relaxing and I slept till 9:30 this morning. Whoops. That was the first time I've actually gotten a really good night's sleep. So thank you, Dr. Barr. And I suggest you guys use that because it's so helpful. So with all that's going on, we do hope that you're going to devote some time to practicing relaxation. Remember, it is a practice. I'm really good at it now. I'm not going to brag, but I'm pretty good at it. Like when I go to sit down and or lay down and do this exercise, my body is like, oh yeah, I know what this is. And my body relaxes fast. That's because I've done it a lot. And you guys are going to get good at it too. You just have to sit there and practice it and practice it. And with anything, you're going to get good at it. And I love being good at it now because I get into my resilient zone very fast. So I calm down very quickly is what I'm trying to say. If anything ever gets really stressful in my life, which it definitely does. And if you haven't listened, please check out episode 18 about the benefits of relaxation. We go over things like lower blood pressure or less anger. So you can hear that. And then in episode 19, we give you the three most important aspects of relaxation: breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, and guided imagery. Those two episodes provide context, which will help you get the most out of the exercise. Real quick, I thought I would share just a couple things that are getting me through this pandemic, other than relaxation, obviously, because I know that this is still a really stressful time for everybody. Even people that I know who don't normally have anxiety are having anxiety right now. But those of you listening probably have anxiety anyway, so I know this can be really stressful. I'm definitely no exception. I've felt my share of stress, but I thought I would share a couple things that are working really well for me to get my mind off things. One is that I ordered a fun fiction book. It's called Little Fires Everywhere. I just started it. It seems good so far, but I got it because I was like, oh, I can watch the series on Hulu now because that's also a series. And it just gives me a little something to get my mind off of. So currently reading that book, and then I plan to watch the show on Hulu. I also have been walking my dog. I think the dogs are really the ones benefiting from this time. They're getting their people to be at home. They're getting more walks. So I just take her for a walk and I notice the extra time with her and my son benefits them, which benefits me because even if this is a stressful time, you can see that you're making the most of things. I'm also going to be doing an online Bible study with friends that I used to do a Bible study with, but we've all since ended up scattered in different areas. Like one of my friends is in Georgia, but we're all going to be doing this on Zoom. And obviously, more relaxation exercises because there's a time to do it. Taking 2 workout classes online a day. It's really comforting to see my gym coaches, even online. I think anything that's kind of familiar at this time is providing peace. So if there's something familiar to you, like calling your parents on FaceTime or calling your college friends and having like a little conference on Zoom and laughing. I did that the other night and that was great medicine. Seeing your parents, your in-laws or whoever on FaceTime is just really helpful. Anything familiar right now, because this time is so unknown feeling that anything familiar, I think, just is kind of the key to getting through. At least it has been for me. Another thing I did is I deleted the Facebook app on my phone because I was getting too many theories and unknowns thrown at me and everyone has an opinion and everybody's got a source and I couldn't deal with that anymore. So I took that app off my phone so I'd stop scrolling. And then things I still plan to do, I'd like to ride my bike. I really want to clean out my closet. I've been wanting to do this for a while, but every time I think about doing it, I put it off. I saw this quote today on Facebook because I've been letting myself go on Facebook like once or twice a day on my computer. And I saw this. It said, after years of wanting to thoroughly clean my house, but lacking the time, this week I discovered that wasn't the reason. And that's exactly how I feel about my closet. I have the time now. I just don't really want to do it. But maybe that's something I'll get to. I hope so, because otherwise I don't know when I'll ever get to it if I don't do it now. And then the last thing that we're all doing, Dr. Barr, Kyle, and myself, is continuing to work on the Change program so we can get this out to you guys sooner. We've mentioned the Change program before, and that's Change with two A's because you're going to get extra, extra better from it. So it's Change with two A's. It's the program that both Dr. Barr and I use. Dr. Barr is the one who told me about it, and we used it to overcome anxiety. And we discovered that the owners of the program were in poor health recently. So that's how we came together. We're going to tell you the story later because it's actually pretty incredible. I said, hey, what's going on with the Change program? Turned out it had been kind of fading away. So Dr. Barr had obtained the rights, and then we joined forces. And our goal was to spend the year revamping it and editing it, which we're still doing. But we're not going to be re-recording it, not yet anyway. So we're furiously working at just making it available online, and we are going to update the audio later. But the audio is what Dr. Barr and I both used, and it's good audio. So we're going to stick with that, and you're going to benefit from it regardless. It's awesome stuff. So it's probably nothing like you've ever heard before. And we're also in the process of republishing a digital version of a really great book. It's called Free from Fears, so that we can give that to you so you have some while you have this extra reading time. I talked about reading more at this time. Well, that's what one of the things we're going to suggest you do with your time is read this book, Free from Fears. So if you're interested in the Change program, and that's Change with two A's, or you want to receive a free copy of the Free from Fears book when it's available, head to lifefreeofanxiety.com/change, and that's Change with two A's. Okay, so I think this relaxation exercise can really change your life. You should definitely practice it often. Like I said, several times a day, keep practicing. And to make things much easier, we've also made a downloadable MP3 version available at lifefreeofanxiety.com/relax so that you don't need to keep listening here and skipping through this intro. So go ahead and grab that, lifefreeofanxiety.com/relax. It's totally free. And stay safe and calm out there. Okay, let's get ready to relax and show you what we've been talking about. Welcome to the Life Free of Anxiety podcast, where each week we'll bring you another discussion to help you on your way to overcoming your fears. I'm Erica, and together with Dr. Charles Barr, a licensed clinical psychologist specializing in anxiety, we'll be your guides on this journey. Because you are not broken, you are not alone, and you are on your way to living a life free of anxiety.
This is Dr. Charles Barr, and this is meant to help you learn how to relax and to be better in control of your life. I'd like to start by having you get in a very comfortable position. Preferably either sitting down with your head supported or lying down. After you get nice and comfortable and squiggle around so that every part is comfortable, then I'd like for you to just let yourself relax, become very calm, and I'd like to teach you what I call a breathing key. First, let me describe that it's going to be where I ask you to take a deep breath and hold it for the count of three. Then you'll let the air out through your mouth when I say relax, as though a gentle wind were blowing, so that it sounds like this. Why don't we practice the breathing key? If you'll take a deep breath now and hold it, hold it. One, two, three, relax. Letting all the air out slowly. Letting the tension flow out with the air. Then just gently breathing in calm and out relax at whatever pace is good for you. Very good. Now I'm going to start and name over some various parts of your body. We're going to start from the top of your head and work down to the tips of your toes. As I go through the various parts of your body, I would like for you to survey those parts, see if those muscles are relaxed or if they're tense. And if you're aware of any tension there, I'd like for you to send a conscious message to that area of your body to turn loose, let go, and relax. And the image I would like for you to hold is that of a rag doll so that when you let the air out from your breathing key, the image is that of a rag doll that is totally limp and relaxed. Now, if you'll turn your attention to the muscles in your head, let's start with your forehead, the muscles in your eyebrows, the muscles in your eyelids, even in your eyes themselves, the muscles in your cheeks, the muscles in your lips, and your jaw muscles in particular. The jaw muscles can hold a lot of tension for a lot of us. You may want to move your jaw from side to side or gently yawn, that kind of thing, to make sure your jaw muscles are relaxed. Even the muscles in your tongue. Now, if you're aware of any tension in those muscles, if you would send a message for those muscles to relax as you take a deep breath now and hold it, 1, 2, 3, relax, letting all the tension flow out, letting relaxation be there in its place, just gently breathing in calm and out relax, in calm and out relax, at whatever pace is comfortable for you now. And now as you let the relaxation that has begun in your head, if you let that relaxation flow down through your body, let it flow down into your neck, let it flow out across your shoulders, down past your shoulders into your upper arms, let it flow down past your elbows into your forearms, right on down past your wrists into your hands, all the way out to the tips of your fingers. Now, if you're aware of any tension in the muscles in your neck, shoulders, upper arms, forearms, hands, or fingers, send a conscious message to those muscles to turn loose, to let go and relax. As you take a deep breath now and hold it, hold it. 1, 2, 3, relax. Letting all the tension flow out, letting relaxation be there in its place. Gently breathing in calm and out relax at whatever pace is comfortable now. And as you let the relaxation flow through your head, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, fingers, let it flow right on down now into your chest muscles. Let it flow right on down beyond that into your stomach muscles. And now I'd like for you to let that relaxed feeling flow right through the trunk of your body back into your back, relaxing all of your internal organs as it goes. Your upper back, your mid back area, and your lower back. All three of these areas, your chest, your stomach, and your back, can carry large quantities of tension for us. So give a special attention to those areas that they are relaxed, and if you're aware of any tension in those areas, if you'll send a message for that area to turn loose and relax as you take a deep breath now and hold it, hold it. 1, 2, 3, relax. Letting all the tension flow out, letting relaxation be there in its place. Very good. Now, as you continue letting the relaxation flow through your body, let it flow right on down now into your lower abdomen, into your hips, your buttocks, even your sphincter muscles. Let it flow right on down into your thighs. Let it move right on down past your knees, into your calves, down past your ankles, into your feet, all the way out to the tips of your toes. Very relaxed and calm. Now, if you're aware of any tension in the muscles in your lower abdomen, hips, buttocks, thighs, calves, feet, or toes, send a message for those muscles to turn loose, to let go and relax. As you take a deep breath now and hold it, one, two, three, relax. Letting all the tension flow out, letting relaxation be there in its place. And now as you're relaxing and letting the relaxation flow from the top of your head to the tips of your toes, I'd like for you to check over your body one more time. Your head, your neck, shoulders, arms, hands, your chest, your stomach, upper back, mid back, lower back, your lower abdomen, your hips, buttocks, thighs, calves, feet, and toes. If you're aware of any tension in any of those areas, send a message now as you take a deep breath and hold it. Hold it. One, two, three, relax. Letting all the tension flow out, letting relaxation be there in its place. You can use your breathing key anytime that you would like to. You can use it wherever you may be. You can use it unobtrusively. And it will remind your body that this is the feeling that you want your body to give you. This calm, confident, relaxed feeling. And all you have to do to remind your body that this is the feeling that you want is to use your breathing key. It's a very simple yet very powerful little tool. The more you practice it, the better you'll be at it. And the more you practice it, the more powerful it will become for you. To remind your body that this is the feeling that you want to have. Very calm, very relaxed. Now as you're lying here enjoying this relaxed feeling, I would like for you to picture yourself as best you can in the scene that I'm going to paint for you with my words. I would like for you to picture yourself just where a small mountain stream enters into an alpine lake. It might be up in the High Sierras or some other place that you may have actually visited. That's just fine. But as you find yourself there, I'd like for you to find a very comfortable place to sit where you can rest your back up against a tree or maybe up against a large rock. And as you get yourself very comfortable there, sitting on the grass or maybe sitting on a bed of leaves, leaning up against the rock or the tree, you can feel how solid it feels underneath. How comforting it is to know that you're well supported. And as you're sitting there, you can feel the warm sun as it shines down through the trees, gently warming your body, gently drawing the tension right out of your body, leaving you relaxed and calm. As you sit there and relax and continue to feel the calmness of this place, the peacefulness of this place, you can feel a gentle breeze that occasionally blows across your body, keeping you just the right temperature, not too hot, and not too cold. And as the breeze comes, you can hear it as it rustles through the trees, sounding only as a gentle wind can sound. And occasionally, as you look out on the surface of the lake, you can see the effects of the wind as you watch the wind ripple the water, almost as though you can see the wind. And then it's gone, and the water returns to glass again, very calm, very still, very peaceful. As you look out across this beautiful scene, you can see the bright blue of the sky, the contrast of that with the blue-green of the water, and that contrasts with the green of the trees, both immediately surrounding you, and the green on the other side of the lake. You can also see the contrast of the browns of the barks of the tree and the various hues of gray in the rocks. You can hear the gentle trickle of the stream as the water rolls over rocks and pools, and then rolls over more rocks and pools until it runs into the lake. And here in this most beautiful place of God's creation, you find yourself very relaxed, very calm. You can maybe hear a stellar jay calling in the distance, and maybe a little sparrow or finch chirping closer by. Very relaxed, very calm, very peaceful. As you breathe in the fresh mountain air, you catch a scent of pine, and occasionally maybe a scent of a fragrant bush that's blooming nearby. Again, reminding you of just how relaxed and wonderful this great creation can be. Very relaxed, very calm, feeling very much at peace and at ease with yourself. At peace with the world, at peace with yourself, at peace with God. And here in God's beautiful creation, you find yourself feeling very confident, very relaxed, very assured, very comforted. Just allow yourself to continue to relax now in this beautiful place. Allow God's presence to be ever close. Maybe He whispers through the wind. Maybe He whispers through the gurgling of the brook, but feel His presence ever so close, feeling very peaceful and very calm. And now once again, I'd like for you to remind yourself of the breathing key. All you need do to remind your body of this wonderful, relaxed feeling is to take a deep breath and hold it for the count of three and gently let it out. I'd like for you to practice that one more time with me now. If you'll take a deep breath and hold it, one, two, three, relax. Letting all the tension flow out, letting relaxation be there in its place. Now, if you have things to do in your day, I'd like for you to take this relaxed feeling with you as much as possible. Allow yourself to move through your day in a very relaxed, calm manner. And if you're ready to go to sleep now, if you'll have a very quiet, restorative, restful sleep and awaken refreshed,
chances are listening to that gave you a little bit of relaxation, even if it was your very first time. And that's great. You're only going to get more relaxed from listening to this over and over and over again. Your body's going to pick up on, oh, this is what I listen to when I relax. And pretty soon you're going to be able to recall this just from memory, and you're going to get relaxed that way. So the key to these sorts of relaxation exercises is to use them often and do them when you're unafraid so that you can recall them when fear creeps in and you've got that practice. You know, sometimes when we get scared, we can't think as clearly. Somebody described it to me one time as putting your foot on the gas and the brake at the same time. So it's a great thing to practice when you're unafraid. Okay. Also, don't forget to get a free copy of this exercise at lifefreeofanxiety.com/relax so you don't have to listen to the intro. We put it on this podcast just so you could get kind of a taste of what it's like, but to actually have it and keep it and make it more accessible, grab it for free at lifefreeofanxiety.com/relax. And if you're interested in the change program, that's change with two A's. You guys are going to get so sick of me saying that, change with two A's. But if you want to be part of our beta launch, make sure to head over to lifefreeofanxiety.com/change with two A's. There you go again. Okay, I'll stop now. In fact, in the next two episodes, we're going to be talking to Faison Covington, and she's one of the original founders of Change. She's somebody you guys are going to be hanging out with a lot once you start the program. And she's talking to us about helping children in anxious times on our next podcast, as well as how she was finally able to overcome her anxiety through change with two A's. Okay, sorry, I couldn't help myself. All right, so tune in next time. We're going to have some good stuff coming up with Faison and more good stuff coming up just in general for you to keep you guys calm and peaceful during this stressful time. Okay, I will talk to you soon. And I just hope that you know all of us here at Life Free of Anxiety, myself, Kyle, and Dr. Barr, are wishing you the very best during this stressful time. And that's why we want to put this resource in your hands today. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope that something in today's conversation provided you with a feeling of hope, determination, or purpose. I know what you're going through. And that's why I want to give you some of the tools that helped me in my anxiety journey. To get your free copy of Dr. Barr's relaxation audio that helped change my life forever, just go to lifefreeofanxiety.com/relax. Thanks again for listening, and remember, you are not broken, you are not alone, and you are on your way to living a life free of anxiety. See you next week. Before you go, I wanted to give you one last reminder to discover your anxiety profile at lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile. Going forward, we really think this should be the starting point for everyone's anxiety journey. Once you're done, you'll probably wonder how we could learn so much from just a few questions. It really is amazing. What you don't see is behind the scenes, your responses are compared to what we've learned from helping over 200,000 people just like you reverse their anxiety over the past 40 years. It's a data-backed assessment with real insights. I promise it's worth 90 seconds of your time, and it's totally free. Just click the link in the show notes or head to lifefreeofanxiety.com/profile, and I'll talk to you again soon.